That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1,
you got it!
It's time for episode 672 of Who Charted, the show where comedians discuss the top 5 songs and movies of the week. Congratulations, you have passed Checkpoint Turkey on your way to Checkpoint Santa and beyond to summer 2024. I'm your host, H. Michael Cray, a.k.a. Chart Linklater, and with me as always is Brett Peter Pietro Morris, a.k.a. Starred. What's up, Starred?
What's up, man? How was your checkpoint?
It was great.
No douchebags eating turkey?
No douchebags eating turkey. No commute. No flights.
Oh,
I stayed here at Dragon Manor, and I had a Paul Newman pizza. It was pretty damn
really?
Thankful for that. Yeah. Thankful for that race car driving. Swaggering.
Do you have a particular loyalty to the Paul Newman brand, or do you like to mix it up?
I like to mix it up. I don't often eat pizza, but when I do, a lot of times it is Paul Newman.
It's Newman. Yeah.
It's Newman. Yeah.
Newman's own.
Yeah. How about you? You went up to the Bay Area?
Went up to Bay Area, dealt with, you know, family stress, which is always just a part of the season.
Yeah. Who'd you have your biggest blow up with?
Oh, let's see. No, I didn't really have any blow ups. There's just always like anxious vibes happening.
Oh,
around.
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
But
holiday tension.
Went to Top Golf. That was fun with my nephews.
Oh, yeah.
Got one of them into sushi. And overall, a good time.
Right. How old are they now?
16 and 18.
Yeah, that's the best of them. That's the best of them there.
Totally, yeah. Yeah.
My cool nephews that I used to talk about on the show, one of them's already got a house and a baby on the way, and they had Thanksgiving at his house in Philadelphia this past weekend. So, no fun there anymore. All right. But shout out to him. I'm glad his life is going well.
All right, shall we get into it?
Let's meet our guest. Here she comes now. Guess what, gang? You're going to know her from her upcoming appearance on Discontinued on the Fubo Network. Football, umpires, boxing, and origami. Fubo.
Check for out. Us by our
by
team.
Oregon or something. Yeah. And please welcome her to the charts. It's Kim McVicker.
Oh,
hey, Kim.
Hi. I come with my own air horn.
Woo! Hey, yeah. Good to have you here.
You can't cheer for yourself. I mean, who's going to cheer for you?
Yeah.
Yeah, serious. You got to have your DJ back there. What'd you do for Thanksgiving, Kim?
I went to Mississippi.
Wow.
I'm Canadian.
About?
So I had Canadian Thanksgiving in October and then American Thanksgiving.
Okay. Which was better?
Yeah. Difficult.
Yeah.
I got to go with my mom. I got to go Canadian. My mom cooked.
What's the big difference in terms of the, you know,
good
what's
question.
On the table?
Story is we didn't, you know, kill a bunch of people. We did, but not that day. It's different history. I mean, we definitely killed people, but it's not on Thanksgiving. And meal-wise, it's pretty much the same, but no casseroles.
No casseroles.
Okay. You guys do turkey as well?
Turkey, like in Canada, our Thanksgiving used to be the same day as America. And then I believe in the late 60s or 70s, they voted to move it to October because no one wanted to see their families 4 weeks apart. So they were like, we gotta move.
That's just practical, right?
Yeah, that makes sense.
If we're just celebrating abundance, we can spread that out a little bit.
Yeah, like if these holidays are supposed to benefit the feelings and the moods of the people, why don't we just like vote on where we want them?
Seriously, we should just vote on them. Because every single year, I'm just thinking, why is this so close to Christmas? This makes no sense. I have to come right back.
And you're exactly right. There should be a summer one, but summer doesn't really need it because it's got its own attractions. But it wouldn't be bad if there was one maybe late July or something to get people pumped up again.
Yeah. Like Thanksgiving then and Christmas in December. Then it's like half the year you're done. You did it.
Right. Yeah, you got like bookends. Yeah, like little checkpoints. Yeah. I'm with you. Well, glad to have you here. We're going to talk about music and movies. First off, though, I'm going to quickly wrap the history of recorded music. Here we go. Music. We used to play LPs. 8 tracks, cassettes, and CDs. Now we download and we stream.
Turkey.
What's next? Chat GPT. Tunes. All right.
Nice. Wow, that was a good rap. You should be on the top charts, man.
Thank you, man. Yeah. There should be a basically podcast the same theme chart.
I mean, it's basically the same thing as what we're about to hear, I bet.
Yeah. I just am not wearing a hoodie like the kids do. That's the only difference.
And then you need a clap track. It's not going to make it if there's not a clap track.
Yeah, I need some claps.
My nephew, one of the things he really wanted to do was play poker, like with his uncles and, you know, and like, so we did that, but it went on for over 8 hours, but he was so stoked to just be kind of like playing for real for the first time.
Wow.
But he showed up in the hoodie with the sunglasses on.
He was ready
to go pro immediately.
Poker championships.
Yeah. I was so tired.
So did you make money?
No, I lost 10 bucks.
You guys are grooming him to be a degenerate gambler and waste hours and hours and days of his life in the casino.
Yeah.
I've seen it. I'm Kim, you know, from upstairs at Third Wheel, the comedy club, they play poker up there. And you got guys who
are... You ever played up there?
No, I refuse. I'm against it. I seen what it does to people. You got 10 guys up there who are funny and interesting otherwise, but then you get them playing poker and they're just silent and boring and stressed out.
And the funny thing is there's no actual visible fun happening. Like everyone involved likes it, but like there's a lot of crabbiness and like impatience and deal. It's time to deal, you know?
Okay.
But like... the people who are actually participating
don't seem to be having fun when they're buying back in because they just lost all their money.
I'm agreeing with you.
And the best way to get money is to put more in. The only way to win is to keep losing your money. You got it. Keep going.
Well, we do play quarters outside the club where you got to throw the quarter. Whoever gets closest to the wall wins. And I'm fully on board with that.
Oh, you like that?
Okay.
That's athletic. It's action packed. It's fresh air.
You have to find a quarter. That's really hard.
Yeah, you gotta get quarters. Yeah.
They're important. Are they still making money? They are, right? They're still making money. Quarters are probably hard to find now.
Yeah,
yeah, they actually are. I think also a lot of laundromats are digital. They just work off an app, so nobody even saves them anymore.
Yeah, I really don't use coins.
Parking,
much
you don't
anymore.
Even need quarters anymore. Yeah. Even parking.
Yeah. Just
they should have made a bigger deal of that. Like the coin is dead.
Yeah.
It's all mourn.
We should start collecting.
Give us all the coins so we can win this quarter game.
Yeah, exactly.
Just go in and be like, look at the quarters I brought. So many quarters.
Yeah, but when you do have them, it's good. It, like they're weighing down your pocket heavy and you walk into the club like, I'm ready for action today.
Ready for quarters. Yeah. All right. Well, this week's chart, I thought we would go back to the country chart. We haven't visited it in a while.
Yeah, this is a good time of year, too.
Yeah. And,
it's a family time.
We'll play our traditional country chart game where I'll read the title of the song and we all try to guess what it's about.
Okay.
Okay, cool.
Well, you were just down in Mississippi. You might have a leg up on this. Were
you would guess, but I don't listen to music. Wah, wah. I'm against listening to music. I was a backup dancer for so long. Now I can't stand listening to music anymore. So I already know my opinion on that. They all suck.
Tell us about your backup dancing days.
Oh, God. I did just like all the VMAs and all that crap.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah. And then 2000s. So.
Wow. Who was the big artist that you danced with?
Like Puff Daddy and like that kind of rap scene. And then also like Kid Sister, if you do like Europe singers and stuff like that. So it just depends.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. That's cool.
Yeah.
But so the whole time you were thinking like, I really like this dancing part. I just don't like the sound I'm hearing while I'm dancing.
Yeah. This damn music stayed in my way.
It's like, yeah. I really just wish I could dance to silence or somebody's jokes. I just wish I could dance to somebody's setups and punchlines. I got to. Because that makes so much sense.
You don't see a lot of choreographed stand-up. That could be a new genre.
Yeah.
You have a full choreographed, you know, Kate Bush routine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like acting out the hour, joke.
I had backup dancers come out, but that's not the same. But I did have dancers come out because I do like having other people do things for me.
Oh, it's just to have some friends around?
Just to have some boys groping me because it felt good. Gave me confidence.
Right up.
All right. Coming in at number five.
Yeah, number five.
Nate Smith with World on Fire.
Oh, are we guessing?
Yeah.
Well, okay. World on Fire.
It's political.
Maybe so.
I'm guessing. I have no idea. World on Fire. Yeah, because that or he's dating. And she's got it bad.
Maybe it's like you set my world on fire. Like she set.
Sexy one.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think either way, whether it's like saying the world's on fire right now or that you set my world on fire, I think it's going to wind up being a love song either way.
It could be about the TV series from 2019. With Helen Hunt and Sean Bean, World on Fire.
There was one. Was that a sitcom?
Yeah. No, it was a drama. Oh, went for shit. Two seasons.
Maybe it'll be on Chicago Fire now that it's back.
Yeah.
Yeah. We'll
see. All right. Shall we listen to the real thing?
Sure.
Welcome back to music, Kim.
This is country? This is why I stopped listening.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. This sounds like a Christian rock band.
Run trick. You could have done it right. You could have left the sound out of it when you said goodbye. You ruined my chest.
Girl, it's like there ain't nothing left. You set my world on fire. Oh. I'm taking the quarters for that one.
Wow.
I think that's my quarter right there.
Yeah, you get the quarters.
Yeah, you can
that
have them.
Quarter went right down the middle.
I pay not to hear that again.
Hey, what would be the moves you do to something like that? You do the heartbeat thing. How do you do
as a backup dancer or as me now? Because me now would just cry and leave. back then, probably some glitter fingers making a fire. You gotta show the fire. Yeah. but it really was every Christian rock band in the beginning immediately, wasn't it?
Oh, God, yeah.
Oh, yeah, that plotting kind of rock where they might start talking about the...
It's such fake.
But how does that country heavy, then? Because like he was whining?
Rock.
Yeah, there's a lot of that sound on the country channel. I think these kids, their parents played grunge in the house. So when they try to do country, it's got a little bit of like that shitty...
Country's always perpetually about like 20 years behind, I think, rock in general. Yeah. So they're just getting to that Nickelback sound and that's exciting them right now.
Yeah, Bush and all that.
Yeah.
All Silver right. Chair. Yeah.
Coming in at number four.
Number four.
Morgan Wallen with Everything I Love.
Okay.
What do you think?
Who decides the top whatever? Like, is it just most listened to on the radio?
This one is
the iHeartRadio. Like, how do they decide? Oh, okay.
So
iHeartRadio, maybe it's who knows?
Radio, right? Radio listens.
Damn good question. But I mean, with Spotify or something like that, you could see it going by spins. I guess by like just people playing it. Is iHeartRadio just radio stations?
It's an app too. No, I think it's an app too.
iHeart is the old. It's the old Clear Channel.
But like, I mean,
they just renamed themselves.
But it, like, if you go on iHeartRadio, can you just cherry pick songs, or do you have to listen on like stations?
Well, I think it's mainly measuring stations out there. Like, they're still measuring radio plays in your car.
Gotcha.
And like, maybe they have listener stats. I don't know.
Gotcha. All right, my guess.
Again, I forgot. I'm sorry.
Everything I love.
My guess is she threw everything he owns out on the lawn. Everything I own is just right out there on the damn grass.
I'm guessing it's a he. He just had a baby. It's a baby thing. I just had a baby. Mm. I know he probably didn't have the baby.
Yeah, his baby mama had the.
But he wrote a song about it.
Maybe it's time out Thanksgiving and just everything on the tables, everything he loves.
Everything I own is this turkey and that pork.
He says everything I love.
You know what? They don't everything have a good Thanksgiving song. They have all the other holidays. Someone's got to hone in on the turkey song. I like that.
All right. Here we go. Oh, wow.
Oh, no.
A little bit more traditional.
Like a Disney ride.
Yeah.
Bars, I don't lie. We were listening to One More Silver Dollar, hanging out by Silver Rattle down the road. I love to ride. Wish I would have known that by now you'd be good and gone, and you'd leave us in a cloud of dust. Can't you see what you're doing, girl? You know damn near everything I love.
Okay.
What did he say?
You ruined damn near everything
I love.
It was a negative song.
You were basically right.
Yeah, I think she was a city girl. He met her in the high rise, and she came and fucked up his whole country vibe.
So, is there anything worse than like a reference in a song, like the One More Silver Dollar thing, and he sings it like all the brothers?
Yeah, when they do their own, talking about other songs.
I hate those little like referential bits.
When Kid Rock was singing about Sweet Home Alabama.
Yeah.
You don't like it when they take little pieces from older songs?
Yeah.
I hate it. It just feels like, it's never living up to that old song.
Yeah, it's always just feels like you're stealing street cred.
Cheap. Yeah.
It's definitely cheating. It's just easier to get people to be like, I recognize that song, and so therefore they like it. It's like a kid's book.
Yeah.
It's repetitive, so it's easy. Yeah.
You just never really heard, the Beatles or something like, you remember All Shook Up, like as they're singing.
Elvis Presley.
It's just it's on the nose.
It's marketing.
All right. Okay, coming in number three.
Top five is two dudes hating chicks so far, right? Like their girlfriends broke up with them or they weren't happy about it.
Oh, yeah.
Or the first one, he was in love, right?
The first one, he's in love. She set his world on fire.
Okay, so it's fifth is positive. Fourth is negative.
Yeah.
Okay.
So let's see what number three is. It's Dan and Shay, Save Me the Trouble.
Dan is about to go bang a chick and says, Shay, you do it. Save me the trouble.
Yeah, it's just about somebody getting somebody else's gifts for them so they don't have to. It's Amazon. It's a song about Amazon Prime.
Oh, okay.
I love that.
He's talking about Trouble, the board game.
Oh, like, save me the trouble. Yeah. Oh. Okay, they're at a vintage board game shop.
Yeah, exactly.
Save me the trouble could be Jesus related. This could go religious on us.
Ooh.
Are you going to win all of these? Is it the knocking at the door? Oh,
it's one of these long intros.
It's like a Michael Jackson reference.
Here we go. Oh, we're already playing with fire. Say that you had to go about an hour ago. Baby, you're such a beautiful liar. It feels like a movie I've already seen. So right now I'm begging you, please, why don't you save me the trouble? Keep those pretty blue eyes to yourself. Why don't you save me the trouble? Give that heartache to somebody else.
Ah, steer clear on me with that.
Yep. Aren't all country songs with brown eyed though? So I appreciate there's a blue eyed moment.
Yeah. That was Dan and Shay.
Who got that one right?
I would say not me. I wasn't thinking it was a keep that chick away from me song. Although I did say.
So it's basically like you're hot, stay away from me, like save me the trouble.
Yeah, I don't
want to. I know you're going to be have more than I want.
Love.
Yeah. Right, so now. It's kind of in between the two last ones.
It's the pre don't do it. We know it's not going to work out.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
To avoid it.
Coming in at number two.
Number two.
This is Jelly Roll with Save Me with Lainey Wilson.
All right. I'll give you guys a hint. I mean, she's normal, Lainey Wilson. Not normal, but she's like, this guy's a tat face. He's got a.
Yeah, he looks like Post Malone.
Yeah, he like. He sort of rap sings and he's got tats on his face.
He looks slight juggalo to me. Just based on. I'm just looking at his face. I don't know.
No,
his
good
music.
Call. That he profiles as a juggalo. What is the name of the song?
The name is called Save Me.
Maybe you're trying to get tattooed.
Yeah. Save me from a life of no employment.
Yeah.
Take that face thing off my face. I think this one is like a save me romance kind of thing. Like he's one
or
of those.
Save me from alcohol or that kind of thing. Does he do that?
Yeah, maybe so. But I like the kind of like save me from myself. Like you're the only one who could save me kind of thing.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to guess anything but that. Right. I mean, it could be Save Me, Jesus. I'll take the long bet that it's, you know, we're back to Jesus.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, okay, I like this.
Jelly
Maybe
Roll,
it's Trump.
Save Me.
Maybe it's Trump. He's really the only one that could save America.
So dramatic.
Me from myself.
Oh.
Has been so
who wrote those lyrics?
Long living in hell. They say my lifestyle is bad for my health. It's the only thing that seems to help. Drinking and smoking is hopeless, but feel like it's all that I need.
Something I think we're all right on this one.
Yeah.
I feel
like I this Jason. Thing of the big fella having like this beautiful big voice.
Yeah.
Has been like, I've seen this so much.
Yeah, Chris Stapleton.
I'm starting to wonder if it helps your voice somehow.
Yeah. Meatloaf. Yeah, it tests their heart.
But they don't lose their voice when they get skinny, right? Like Adele lost weight and her voice is still as powerful.
Yeah.
That's true.
It's true.
I wonder if they would have had it anyways, or if once you get it, you can't lose it.
Yeah. Or maybe she's shooting steroids into her throat.
Or just in her gut. Yeah, just like secret gut.
Maybe she pre-recorded all those vocals before she lost it.
It's AI just doing it.
Yeah.
Adele, play Adele singing these lyrics.
AI Adele. That could be a thing.
Yeah, I like that.
AI Adele when that she could gets be too a old thing. To sing.
I like that.
All right. Coming in at number one.
Number one?
Dylan Scott with Can't Have Mine. Find you a... There's like dot, dot, dot there. So it's Can't Have Mine, parentheses, find you a dot, dot, dot.
Wow, that's a weird
one. That is so weird.
Can't Have Mine, find you a?
Yeah.
Another man. Like if he can't have you, you should have a good dude.
Oh, yeah, like I can't have my woman, so let's find you a woman.
So telling the woman to go find you. No, 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 I can't have my woman, so telling that woman to go find her. The man that's right for her.
Right.
Find you another.
Ah, that's not bad.
That's a typical tropey song.
Can't have mine. Find you.
Find you.
And it'll be another. Another.
Can't have my dick. Find you a dick. Pussy. I don't know.
Is there any country singers that do like OnlyFans songs?
What do you mean, OnlyFans songs?
I mean, like songs like that you pay for?
Like songs that are going to be, I guess that. No, I meant like OnlyFans, like sexy, like, because these are all like romantic and like nice. I'm like hardcore. Oh, yeah,
dirty
like,
country.
You mean hardcore, born dirty. Yeah. Like I jizzed on your face, but like wow. Soft.
They don't usually make the charts, I'll tell you that. They might be out there.
Not the charts you're looking at. We got to find different charts.
No, they actually do. Remember Dick Down in Dallas.
Oh, yeah. Dick Down in Dallas. One. Yeah, that was an OnlyFans type song.
Yeah.
I vote for that song. And then David Allen Coe.
David Allen Coe has songs like that. He does? I don't know if he's put out an album in a while, but yeah.
Yeah, it's an opening in the market, though, for sure.
It is.
All right. Let's hear this. I think maybe he's talking about his Halloween candy. He can't have mine.
You can find you a girl on a Friday night dancing in the back of a bar or Sunday morning hands up high singing front row in the choir. You can find you a girl through a friend of a friend.
The vocals are always so loud.
Right out of the blue. It don't matter where you find her, just as long as you find you a girl that leaves you speechless. It's wild on the town, but still loves Jesus. One that's worth the wait, even when she ain't on time.
Not for the lesbian for the game. Got it.
Loves her daddy. Talking about babies makes her happy. Yeah, take it from me. That's the kind you need to find. You just can't have mine.
Plot twist.
Wow. He's like, you're on the right track with the kind of girl you want, but you got to find a different one.
Right.
Than this
he
one
literally
here.
Literally sounds like every guy who's ever messaged me on YouTube or emails that are like, did you get in the kitchen? I was waiting for that line. Like it was so, make sure she wants babies. Make sure she prays. Yeah. Make sure she's straight.
That's the email you'll get now is you should listen to Dylan Scott.
Yeah. I'm just going to, Dylan, hey guys, you know my email. You email me all the time things about me. Email me more Dylan Scott songs. Let me know about them.
That's your opening.
Yeah,
I guess, what is it? ChristianFarm.com. What's the dating site?
Sounds like a Christian farm. That makes so much sense. I think it's Christian Mingle, but I think there is a farmer one and a Christian one. And I think you did just find they should merge and be Christian Farm because that's what it is.
Christian Farm.
Let's make some more Christians at Christian Farm.
Let's fill our farms with Christians.
Don't worry, we keep all of everything segregated. Everybody, where the kidding. So that was country. We just did it.
That we did it. That's at the top. Does of all the country songs charts
have
right
the
now.
Same amount of time before they sing? Because it was like this.
Yeah,
same
pretty much. Yeah, it's pretty standard.
That's why we play this game because it's so predictable. Of time. Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah. They don't want to wait too long. They're all they gotta feed you.
That's so hard to dance to.
It's so
like hard you have to like walk out for like four counts of eight to do nothing.
Every single time, every single time the guy's voice comes in, it's always jarring to me. Like the way they in country songs, the way they mix it and how strong he comes out and how corny it is. It always hits me weird.
It's like that one sounded like it was cut in the same booth as the Jelly Roll one. Like they had to wait for him to like clean his stuff out and take all his.
They just have the same, like they must like duct tape the fader control on the mixing board.
Right.
Like it's just all the same setting.
Do not touch.
Yeah. The magic.
Well, if it's all making the top five, why would you mess with the, I will say their singing is better than other genres. Like their actual vocal quality and ability is better.
Yeah. They definitely, a lot of them have real voices and real skilled texture to their voice.
Like, I feel like they could switch over to a different genre easier than like a pop singer could go to country.
Mm-hmm. Probably.
Vocally.
Yeah. Well, that was the music chart, and we'll be right back with the movie chart.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
My name is H. Michael Cray. We're here with our guests, Kim McVicker and
Brett Morris.
And this is the movie chart. Movies, they used to be too silent. Nowadays, they're too loud and violent. For most of them, I am not a client. People on the big screen are freaking giant. Movies. Woo.
Nice.
Okay. That was good.
Nice. What movies are bringing people back into the theaters this week?
All right. Coming in at number five.
Number five.
This is very on brand. This is Thanksgiving.
Oh, the horror one.
It's called Thanksgiving. It's a horror movie.
I've got plenty to be thankful for.
I'll share with you the screen.
My needs are small. I buy them all at the 5 and 10 cent store. Oh, I've got plenty to be thankful for.
Dinner's done. Okay.
God, every horror movie takes place in the 80s or 90s now. Every single one.
Oh, yeah.
But
phone.
That one is at least as different because it's Thanksgiving.
The description, after a Black Friday riot ends in tragedy, a mysterious Thanksgiving-inspired killer terrorizes Plymouth, Massachusetts.
Oh, I kind of like that premise. I like that premise.
Going back to the birthplace of Thanksgiving.
I like that it was just because of the sales. It was like, Black Friday. I want to kill people now. That's all it took to bring me back as a murderer.
I wonder if there were any stampedes this year. I would be sad if there were no Black Friday stampedes.
So much of it is digital.
It's just crashing computers now. That's a stampede. Also, it's not like it used to be where you'd get one sale or whatever. Like you had to have the little piece of paper to get the thing. Only like 10 people got the deal and the rest didn't. Now right, everyone gets the deal.
Now everyone gets it. I always notice it's like the British internet sites that report on like the Black Friday tramplings and
the
stuff.
Americans going yeah,
like,
crazy.
Yeah. Like we'll show one or two stories about it, but they'll have like 10 of them.
Yeah. It must be fascinating to them.
Yeah.
Especially because the Brits love their queues, as they put it. You know, they love a good orderly line.
Right.
You hear them talk about that a lot. Like, I think it breaks their brain, the idea of just that level of chaos.
Yeah, these Yanks won't queue up for Black Friday.
Looks like there was a stampede in Tulsa.
Oh, nice.
So, still happening.
Tulsa, you would think that what do they have there? Oral Roberts University. There mm-hmm. should be more Christian fellowship in a place like that.
What was the big thing everyone went for? Isn't there always a toy every year that every parent, because it's really about, the fighting is always over a child.
Yeah.
Like right. My kid needs this.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got to get it this.
What thing. Was the big thing this year?
TV?
I don't know.
It's a wireless keyboard is what I just Googled.
Oh,
Amazon gift cards.
Yeah.
Oh.
yeah, gift cards. Yeah, I saw somebody walking through Best Buy and they were like, all the TVs are still here. Look, they didn't sell any of the TVs. It was just like boxes and boxes full of them. So maybe everybody's just ordering online, maybe.
All right, coming in at number four.
Number four.
Trolls band together.
Justin Timberlake in the...
Is he in this?
Yeah, the whole NSYNC group.
Boy band history tonight.
Oh, yeah, Anna Kendrick, Justin Timberlake.
Oh, these are the NSYNC guys?
Yeah. Peter Pan's all whatever it was. Give it up for Rosa!
Exquisitely chiseled rock hard abs and I quit.
Branch, we're out of sync. We've gone from boys to men.
Does this make you want to dance, Kim? This has got to suck you back into that
this
life.
I would get back into it just for this. Yes. Just to do a Trolls dance. That would be my jam.
Right on.
Oh my God.
Wear that troll costume.
I would watch this in the background of my house, not paying attention. Like if I was doing something else, I would play that in the background.
Mm-hmm.
I just feel
I
like.
Admit that out loud.
I remember those trolls. Those troll dolls being big in my childhood, and I just never once imagined them to have the same personality as like all of these movies now, like the Kung Fu Pandas and all of that. They all
yeah,
have
those
that
guys
same
were like
tone.
Scary, yeah,
yeah.
These, yeah, now they're just candy ass like regular people.
They seem like they would have some weird Germanic accent and be toiling
yeah, like,
away. Somewhere.
I thought they were shrunken heads or something.
Yeah.
They were a little scarier. Yeah. They're too cute now. And they all had jewels in the belly and little guts.
Yeah.
You know, they're just like Candy Crush. It's just like,
but
oh,
what Trolls
music.
Is that? That's Trolls 3, right? Isn't that 3 now? Are they on 3 or 4? So it's going to not be good because it's just like, we got to make another one. That's all.
Yeah. And shove NSYNC in there.
Was well, NSYNC in all of them or just this one?
So. So Justin was like the lead in the other two. So it's probably his character trying to put a band together. I'm guessing.
Oh, got it.
Just know that the other NSYNC guys are in it because they did the music awards this year and everyone was freaking out.
That's right. And Justin
so
Timberlake.
The fact that they got back together is because of this.
He's got some bad press recently because of Britney's book.
Yeah.
Apparently, you know, spill some shady behavior with him. He made her get an abortion and stuff. And
no one knew about that back then. Do you know that he also forced Joey Fatone to get an abortion?
With his baby.
Yeah. Drop some weight.
I was against JT before it was cool. I'll give myself credit. I feel like everyone was enamored with him. And it was just like.
I'd still marry him.
He seems like. He's a little bit good at a lot of things, but not totally
yeah, I would say that
in any one
yeah,
thing.
When he's good at sketches. Yeah, he's just kind of good. I met
him one time.
Was that
Punks, when Punks came out and he was super high when they did that and he cried? That was hilarious.
Yeah, that was good.
He was so high and it was before it was legal. Yeah. So he was freaking out.
And he's going to call his mom. Funny.
He did call his mom, I think. Oh, what a mama's boy.
All right. Coming in at number four.
Number four.
Or was that number four?
Wait,
that was number four.
Not four. That was four.
This is number three. We're at
three. Number three.
Okay.
I mean, how upset would you be if you were number six because of that turkey one? Sorry. That's in the top five. I'd be so mad if I was six.
All right. Wish. Disney's
three,
Wish.
Three, two, one.
Astra! I'm here. Whew, just one second. Let me catch my breath.
Once upon a time stood Rosas, the most magical kingdom, founded by a king with the power to grant wishes.
You are their handsomest, most beloved king.
You're right. I am a handsome king.
I'm so nervous, I think I'm going to explode.
My best friend, the king's apprentice.
Is my mouth drooping? I feel like it's drooping.
Asha, come with me. The wish.
The animation looks different in this.
It said handsomest.
Handsome.
You are the handsomest?
Handsomest.
That's not right, right? That feels wrong.
It should be most handsomest.
For sure.
Handsomer.
But that is that's Chris Pine. This has Chris Pine and Julia Michaels.
I would say Chris Pine is more handsome than the animated Chris Pine.
Yeah.
Judging from what I just saw.
But it is a musical movie. And they're singing, and I guess it's this Christmas's Disney offering.
All right. Like, I don't know. I have a gut feeling this isn't going to do that.
Is it because Disney wrote it themselves? They're not just stealing like old tales anymore. Is that what happened? Or is it still an old
thing? Did they try to create one?
I think this is a new thing.
This is
49% Rotten Tomatoes.
Really?
Yeah. It's rare for Disney, right?
Yeah, it's usually they old fairy tales and make them again.
It's kind of strange to have a quasi Latino kingdom and then Chris Pine is the king.
That's very strange.
The most
very odd. Okay, coming in at number two.
Number two.
This is Napoleon.
Oh.
General, we are discovered.
Good.
Good. Who gives a shit?
Wait.
You are the handsomest general.
Whoa.
I'm not built like other men.
Waterloo sunset.
Oh, snap.
Wow, they're doing Black Sabbath?
Those in power only see me.
I didn't know that's what that song was about.
For higher office.
Yeah.
Okay, I want to see all the cars that drive to watch this movie. I feel like they're all the same brand.
All the cars?
Yeah, like it's the same type of person who goes to watch that.
Yeah.
I'm still going to see it.
What do you think? Like a Scion?
Like a bunch of, you know, fancy cars with a bunch of small dudes getting up being like, yeah, we got this, high five. People. Tiny dudes, big wallets, all watching that.
Like that bagel guy, the guy from the bagel shop.
Oh, yeah, exactly. I love that. The bagel fighter.
But I'll tell you what, that battle scene, I didn't know they shot at him on the ice and then sunk him down into the ice. That looked pretty cool.
Yeah, is that real? Did that really happen?
It must have.
They probably took some creative liberties. I will watch that. That looks good. I do like that the violence is beating everything out right now.
Yeah, the violence.
That seems like such a strategic blunder. If you're like, okay, my entire army go run on that ice right now towards the enemy.
They're like, bullets can't shoot through ice. Oh, yeah. They have cannonballs. Uh-oh. I think any war that's fought in the winter is a tactical blunder. It's just those bullets got to hurt more when it's cold out.
Yeah, they have to. Okay, coming in, number one.
Number one.
The Hunger Games, The Ballad of Songbirds and Snakes.
What?
I thought this was a TV show coming out.
Yeah, they got a new
movie.
That's a great point right there. A lot of these things you can't tell. Like when they've got the dot, dot, and all that.
Yeah.
I literally thought this was a TV show. I didn't know it was a movie.
What are the Hunger Games for?
Aren't they for the Scorch Trials? The Maze Runners? Oh, no.
Scorch Trials. That's a different one.
The Hunger Games.
When was the first Hunger Games? We're doing a remake of it already?
Yeah, that's crazy. I think it was like 2010, 2009, 2010.
Wait, you're saying this is a remake? It's not just a sequel?
Oh, maybe it's a sequel. That's
or this
fair.
Is like, these could be prequels. This could be like what they did with Star Wars.
Oh, I think you're right. I think it is a prequel.
Okay. It just feels like.
But yeah, those movies I think were, like 15 years ago already. 12 years ago.
I literally thought it was a TV show. I didn't know it was coming out as a movie.
Yeah, it sounds like when they do like American Horror Story, you know?
Yeah. I don't know, maybe. I think I saw the first one and it wasn't as bad as I thought it was going to be.
That's the same.
Kind of the original Hunger Games that I saw, it was good. I didn't like it. The original
My
one.
Thing was
it was like new for back then. That kind of like murder didn't happen. They didn't kill kids back then,
right? But it was wacky when they all decided to go play baseball, and it was like, well, they have to play baseball in the thunderstorm because when they hit the ball, it's so loud. The only thing that will cover it is a. It's like what?
Wait, what? I don't remember that.
That was in Hunger Games.
That was in Hunger Games.
Oh, sorry, I'm thinking of Twilight. I'm thinking of Twilight.
Okay.
Twilight, they fucking play a baseball game, and it's like they're afraid that people are going to hear it because they hit the ball so loud, so they got to do it during a lightning thunderstorm.
Weird.
But the Hunger Games, yeah, even that, I think, you know.
Oh, there was like, a bunch of Hunger Games.
There was three or four of them.
I already forgot about it.
Lenny Kravitz was in it.
There was one. Yeah.
Woody. I tune out whenever there's some society that's just going to kill children for fun. It's like I could see them doing it in the back room or something to keep populations down or whatever.
Yeah.
It's just
keep it private.
It's only in sci-fi when it's like they make a real spectacle out of it, you know?
Yeah. I remember in this movie, you have to just get over how insane it is that they're presenting a world that would do this.
Yeah.
You just have to accept
that's
it.
That's why
somehow.
They have the funny wigs. Else. That's what the wigs are for, is to be like, this is an unusual world. Look at our wigs.
Yeah, exactly.
It's crazy.
Oh, it's Willy Wonka land. Yeah, they do kill all the kids. Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah. Well, at least they got the right hair for it.
Yeah.
All right. Them's the charts.
Oh, that was the movie chart. And we'll be right back with the hot fix.
Welcome to Fail Better. David Duchovny's new podcast with Lemonada Media. On Fail Better, David, who has experienced both low and high-profile failures throughout his life, explores the vast world of failure, how it holds us back, propels us forward, and ultimately shapes our lives. Each week, he'll chat with guests like Ben Stiller, Bette Midler, and more about how our perceived failures have actually been our biggest catalysts for growth, revelation, and even healing. Through these conversations, he hopes listeners can learn how to embrace the opportunity of failure and fail better together. Fail Better is out now wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
The Hot Picks. The Hot Picks.
The third chart is the hot picks and the countdown's about to start. Let's see who brought a hot pick and let's see who did not. The hot picks. The hot picks.
These are the hot picks. Let's see if we did better than iHeartRadio. I bet we did.
I bet you could do some mean backup dancing to that hot picks theme.
Yeah. I really could. That, hey, Mickey, you know, if you guys need shit. A visual for this, let me know. Yeah, I got this.
Yeah.
I got to
get a video going.
What is the greatest music video for dancing of all time, in your opinion?
Crap, oh, wow. I don't know. Most people say, I used to ask people that all the time, and most people go with the Michael Jackson Thriller.
Right on.
Missy Elliott, I think. I mean, I haven't watched a music video in a long time, but back then I'd say Missy Elliott was one of the better people to dance for, like, watching wise, because she didn't hire people based on height and weight. She just hired the best
just
person.
If you could kick ass.
The kid, sometimes an adult, and it was like, oh, she just hires good, like, talent. She just hired talent, which I liked.
That's cool.
Okay. I hire by smell.
Nice.
Sorry, I just seem to have a good smell to him.
Thank you. I appreciate that. That makes me feel so good.
It's the one thing we're missing over Zoom.
Yeah, when they can do smell over Zoom, my God.
Yeah, it's solved.
Ugh, what a nightmare.
Someone's working on it.
All right, coming in at number 5.
No one's
going to
feel the text when they're in the bathroom.
Number 5.
This is Howard's first pick. This is Madness with C'est La Vie. Ooh. A sax, a rare sax from Howard.
Well, they know how to use it over there.
Yeah.
At Madness.
Oh, life begins at 5 to 8. No time to waste, it will not wait. A lay-in that was yesterday. Up a matum into the fray. There'll be no time to catch your breath. The enemy of life is dead. So sweep the hallway, mop the wall. Your destiny's about to cool.
This is great.
Yeah, sounds like real good Madness, right?
Yeah, they really have. They've got that same sound.
They said that they were excited to play together again, and it kind of translates. You could tell.
That's good. What do you do when you listen to this kind of music?
Oh, you got to do that. You know that skank thing.
Oh, you dance to it, or like I want, like when you listen to this kind of music, what are you doing? Are you exercising? Are you driving? Are you just chilling?
Oh, great call. For me, I'm cooking a chicken pot pie with my friend Ian. actually, I listened to this on Thanksgiving's Eve. I don't know. I guess I was just a good sundown music, you know?
Got it. Chill, like, song to chill.
Getting ready for nightfall, yeah.
I think it's pretty good, like, party music, like maybe pre-gaming.
Like a subtle music that's like playing outside, not too overbearing. Yeah. You could still hear people talking.
There you go.
I can see that.
Drink a Guinness. Drink a Stella.
Nice.
Yeah, I love the kind of spooky sound that this wave of ska always has.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
it's
like
not
ghost
that
town.
Manic ADHD kid kind of sound that the
yeah it has that from. Organ. It's scary.
Yeah. All right, coming in at number 4.
Number 4.
This is my first pick. This is Ray's Regal and White Denim with Ugly Man Suit.
Whoa. Good stuff. I like it.
Yeah, it's all right.
It's got notes.
Definitely
like
a band that you have. Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I was just going to say it's like one of those bands that you have to have a good headset for. Because if you hear it coming in right in the left, it's so much better than if you had it on like playing in a shitty thing.
Totally. Yeah.
Like I was enjoying it. Like I'd hear it from one ear to another. And it was like, oh, this is how it's meant to be heard.
Right.
If you just played it through a computer, it wouldn't be right. Yeah.
Yeah. They're panning it around and stuff. It was like a Vampire Weekend-y with a bunch of notes and stuff, but it was more psychedelic, I guess. But I liked it.
Yeah. It's a collab, that one. But White Denim has a lot of great stuff in the past. I think I've brought them to the show before. So I'm kind of skating off their legacy a little bit, but I like the song.
Right on.
All right, coming in number three.
Number three.
This is Kim's pick. She mentioned Oliver Anthony.
Yeah, I just picked a person.
And let's do one that's not Richmond, north of Richmond.
Yeah, we're staying country. We're staying true to this top charts.
And should we guess the title too?
Yeah, we'll guess the title. I like that.
So, okay, this one. Oh, you want to just guess the title completely? Or guess based off the title?
Yeah, you just want to make up a title and see if it's right?
No, yeah, we'll make the title. Let's hear
it. Poor Men South of Portland. All right, 90-some's Chevy. That's what this is called.
Oh, well, that's it. I think he's wondering if things are going to get better for him because he's like, you know, he's still driving this old Chevy.
It's like a 90-some Chevy. She rides just right when you turn her on. The only thing sounds better than that old 350s when she's running up to kiss me. When I get home, it's been a hard day. I'll tell you, darling, it's been a long week. Might have to load up the dogs, go and listen to the frogs croaking down in the creek. We can take her nice and slow, a case of beer and a Zen cold. Let the sun sink good and low, there ain't no telling where we'll go in the back of that 90-some Chevy.
Got the title. Got the title in there.
Boom! Applause. So, well, he has an authentic voice. He really does sound like a guy who just got off a shift and is looking to beat the shit out of someone or somebody.
I'm worried about Oliver. He sounds like he sounds like. Do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
He records mostly in his iPhone, and that's it. Like, it's not like a huge stadium or anything like that. It's just like on his phone, which I think is like, now if you know you're going to go to a concert, you're going to hear that versus like,
right, it's
when you go direct to hear your famous singers or whoever, there's a lot of sound engineers fixing them and making them sound better. But if you're dancing next to them, you can hear their real voice and it's not as good. So it's just nice for someone to just be simple.
No, I agree. And he cuts through. He doesn't sound like all the other singers on the country chart or wherever you would hear this. It's just like, it's him.
I don't know. I look at his face and there's something that concerns me. The behind his eyes, they look a little like,
I think he'll kill a few people.
Like he's got problems. Yeah.
That's okay. The good voices usually do. I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
Yeah. This girl's going to be found in the trunk of that Chevy.
I think I like that one more than the other.
Yeah.
Not me. I like the other one better. The other one has more of a flow to it to me.
You like the QAnon lyrics.
I like the North.
You're missing.
Yeah. He said it was against. He even came out and said he's not QAnon.
I know. That was so funny. Insane how they all just sprinted with that one.
He's just Farmer's Market. He's not QAnon.
Farmer's Market. Yeah. All right. Coming in at number two.
Number two.
This is my second pick. This is Blitzen Trapper with Millions of Billions.
I got in a fight. I was only 15. Standing in the park and soaking wet jeans. Eyes wide open. I could see the diamonds dancing in the leaves. I ran through the neighborhood and down to the shore. The sea was still and silent as a starry glass floor. The ship was touching down and all the bells were ringing all across the town. There were hundreds of thousands, millions of billions, hungry ghosts, gods, men, lovers and villains.
Good stuff. Those guys are going psychedelic country or something.
It sounded kind of Harry Nilsson to me.
Yeah.
Which I liked.
Yeah.
Sounded a little Beatles to me. Like Beatles, a little older.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. Manson Murders.
Okay, come in number one.
Number one, this is a special thing. We've never really do this on the Hot Picks, but this one is a commercial. And I guess you're going to play video for us, right? This is a commercial. This is Lady Gaga for Nurtec migraine medication.
All right. Can you look at your screen and tell me which one you think I should click on? Oh, it's
the second one where she looks like an alien or something.
Okay.
The Nurtec. Nurtec ODT. This year. I'm pointing, but I don't know. Migraine attacks all in one.
Don't take if allergic to Nurtec. Allergic reactions can
occur even days after.
Don't take if allergic to Nurtec.
Yeah. Ask about Nurtec ODT. That's it?
Oh, that's only a portion of it, I guess. No, we missed the part where she's singing and stuff. Yeah, I guess you got to fish around.
Okay.
Gaga, Nurtec.
Song? Did you write a song in there?
Oh, maybe it's this one.
I know what it's like to perform through pain. If you're like me, one of the millions suffering from pain caused by migraine, Nurtec ODT may help. It's the only medication that can treat a migraine when
I'm realizing there's no song.
Migraine attacks. Treat and prevent all
This is a huge oversight.
You just wanted us to watch her have a migraine.
Well, I mean, when I first glanced at this, I was like, that freak on this medication thing, they got her looking like Gaga. And then I went, wait a second, that is Gaga. I mean, when have you ever seen something like this? Like a big current artist with their own medication?
Yeah.
I mean, I think the Kardashians are on this too, and they do ads for it.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah. So what's it's cool that about? Now.
They instead of getting hot chicks to be pharmaceutical reps to push the pills, they get like Kardashians on the commercial. Like it's just
Or you could just drink more water, right? Isn't that all headaches are? Is lack of water? Just drink some water.
Probably. Drink more water.
Yeah, I haven't had any kind of like, I don't even have aspirin or Tylenol in my home. Like I
really
I don't. And when I like. Unless it was for hangovers, I never needed it for any reason.
Wow. I get more headaches these days than I used to.
Really?
Yeah.
Have you drinking enough water?
I haven't had water in 10 years.
That's probably why. Water.
Yeah.
Is it those bears screaming over there?
Yeah.
He's got bears.
No, it's insane to me that they dress her up like that for this Nurtec commercial. Like usually they would button up a little bit.
Yep.
For the
she put her pants she was on. Busting out of someone's on. Stomach.
And she was at the weird piano with like a gnarled tree coming out of it.
Yeah.
it's so like, weird.
They're trying to get people used to the side effects. Just give them weird shit.
You will wake up with this eyeliner.
Yeah. she looked freakish. But there you go. That was an odd one. Sorry there was no song on that, guys. We'll make it up to you in Two Charted.
Okay.
Kim, that was super fun. Thank you for playing along. You are going
Thanks
to
for
be.
Listen to music.
Oh, absolutely. Discontinued is going to be on Fubo very soon.
I thought you were saying I'm being discontinued.
Like, you are going to be discontinued.
You like, are discontinued. And okay, cut the Zoom.
Thanks for having
Thank you. Delete everything she said. Yeah. No, you're out, but you are in the, you're going to be playing a stand-up comic in the show Discontinued on the FUBU Network. We're going to look for that. As well as your upcoming special. And where can we find your existing stuff?
Every platform except for Netflix. It's the easiest. My new one is called Female Comedian so that more people can hate me. Give me those emails, guys. Give me those emails.
Right on, and look for her at clubs and colleges around this great nation. how about you start?
Yeah, go to cbbworld.com, sign up. Go to improvforhumans.com, sign up for that. Keep your eye out for that movie I scored. It's coming out. It should be coming out in like January. I'll have more information about that. That'll be fun. And whochartedpod.com. Get yourself a membership if you haven't already. You can hear the show without ads. You can hear Two Charted every week. You can get the entire archive, 13 years of iconic shows. And you can gift it to a friend. It's the holidays. You can give a membership to a friend. It's a perfect price point for a gift that says, you know, that's not too intense to give to a friend.
There you go. Absolutely. Yeah. Jump on our tier there and get the holiday bundle as well with so many great holiday tracks. And you could also head on over to haveasummer.com/shop, pick up an Austin Stories DVD or a Have a Summer t-shirt. And we will see you right here next week on
Who Charted.